In our final session together, David will address the challenging topic of dealing with serious illnesses, even approaching death. He will then discuss how we, as spiritual beings, can affect society in a positive way. To conclude our session and program, David will share the ultimate healing solution. To begin, David will discuss the difference between treating, curing, and healing when dealing with a serious illness.
Treating means amelioration. We're going to ameliorate the condition to the best that we can, but we cannot eliminate it. And it's a humanistic approach to get people to accommodate them to something that is beyond control or curability. So we can treat a thing, not necessarily cure it, but we can help and improve the conditions under which it is occurring. And curing it is something else. Curing it means that we've eliminated the cause and the tendency and the proneness. Healing it means to understand the origination of the problem, to have owned it and accepted it and transcend it. If I realize that the limitation is genetic, that it's the brain itself, then out of humility for the facts of the case. So we talk about accepting reality, that requires humility. The humility to accept that the limitation of my brain is that it cannot drink alcohol without becoming addicted. It cannot go and gamble without getting addicted, etc. To understand the limitations, I am unable to handle this thing with a group. And the group gives you the courage to admit your own limitations. A lot of people won't admit their limitations until you get them in a group situation where they all admit it. So you drop pride and then out of true humility. So true humility is really accepting the reality of the limitations of the human condition, including its physiology and anatomy. So it's just accepting reality. It's just accepting the facts. Accepting the facts. We've seen the enemy and they as us. The only thing that needs to be healed, of course, is the emotions about it. The physicality is up to the doctors and the diagnosis. The emotions, the feeling about it, what it does is confront you with things that you've put off looking at before. So all a terminal illness does is say, well, these major facts of human life, which you should have handled earlier in life, or hopefully would have to be looked at now. Physicality and identification as with the body as who you are has to be transcended, and you realize that you are not the body, you are the witness. You're the witness of the body and the witness of the phenomena of the body. So you begin identifying that your reality is really the spirit and not the body. So what it does is exhilarate your spiritual development, and you start getting ready for a greater dimension. So whatever spiritual training you have had in your life or spiritual experiences now become activated and, of course, a far more important because you realize that reality is getting closer and closer where you're going to transition from thinking of yourself as a physicality to realizing that you are the experiencer, the witness, and the consciousness that is aware of that body. So it has a positive influence, spiritually speaking. And therefore, approaching death, and death has always been accompanied by spiritual assistance. That's always the child in us who doesn't want to recognize the realities of adult life. And so that lasts for a little while, but then pretty soon it breaks down. And very often people face a terminal illness in circumstances where facilitation of these observations has become endemic. I've worked in places where terminal illnesses prevail, and everyone is spiritually oriented, and counselors are there to help you move along spiritually, and people accept the inevitable, accept mortality, and you'll see signs on their bed that says DNR, do not resuscitate. The person has already expressed, when it's time for me to go, let me go. When it's time to go, let me go. And that is the best of all resolutions when they reach that. I'm looking forward to what the next step is. I don't want you to interrupt it. Don't give me another transfusion. No more drugs. Just let me go. So we have a sign to hang on the bed. It says DNR, DNR.